CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
Check it out.
We live in a digital age, there's no doubt about that, and I mean, obviously you think about how much information do places like Google, Facebook actually collect about you?
Even your phones as well. I think it's been happening for a long time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And there's an article that's been released and it's about Google and how much Google actually knows about you.
So what are they saying? How much do they know?
So for starters, obviously Google tracks your browsing history, which I mean, that's no secret. Everyone knows that you've got a Google history and what exactly you're searching on a daily basis. But there's actually a thing called My Activity, which it stores a lot more than your Google history. It also creates a private map of where you go with your signed in devices. So if my phone is signed into Google, into Gmail, into the Google apps, it can track my whereabouts, wherever I go.
Yep.
It creates a map, which is scary. Also, Google says it stores brief audio recordings of your voice made using the microphone on your gadget if it thinks you're speaking to a digital assistant.
So what's it storing my voice for? What does it need?
So you know what it stores it
for? For recognition?
No, it stores it so it knows what ads.
Ah, to give you.
It gives you. So in terms of when you go on YouTube or when you're on Facebook, it personalizes the ads based on voice recordings and obviously what you're searching, which, I mean, we already know that because it's easy to see. If you look up Calvin Klein's, you then have a Calvin Klein ad on your Facebook the next minute.
Mm-hmm.
It also creates a personality profile using all of this stuff and creates specific adverts. So for me, I went into this. You can go into this and check it out, what's actually personalized towards you. And I checked, and my three top ones are sports equipment, animal products, and alcohol. And you know what? That is spot on. That is right up my alley.
Okay.
But then I also looked into what Facebook actually knows about you. If someone wanted to actually, you know, the FBI or the CIA or whatever they're called here in Australia, if they wanted to look up stuff about you, they could get all this information from someone's Facebook.
Right.
Number one, your income. Number two, if you live away from home. If you live away from your hometown, sorry, they can get that. Three, property size. If you have a credit card, if it's all been paid off, they can also check if you commute on a regular basis.
Okay.
They can check whether you buy medication, the type of holiday you enjoy, how old your car is, if you own a game console, if you use coupons. Information is stored in like the backlogs of Facebook and they can grab all of that info, and that's just some of it.
Just mind your business, guys.
Honestly.
Is there any way we can stop it? Like, how do we stop it?
Yeah,
like, just stop using Google or stop using Facebook? What do we do?
You can. So I looked into how you delete stuff. And if you go to this page called My Activity, which I think there's a way, because I got there, because it gives you the address. And it says here, if you go to history.google.com/history, you can actually pick and choose stuff that you delete from your web browser history.
Right.
Because you know when you go to the top of the Safari page and it says history and then you delete stuff from there?
It doesn't delete.
I never do that. If you delete it from there, it actually doesn't delete from your actual Google history.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And trust me, I went into mine and it was not good.
Do you want to give me a look?
No, I didn't think so.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Fascinated by this story in Newcastle. There's a pub that's being raffled off, Bree, for $25 a pop to buy some tickets if you want to try and win this thing. You get the pub itself and you also get $30,000 cash. Would you be keen?
Yeah. I'm always keen for a prize.
$25 a ticket, I reckon we should get one each.
Wouldn't be keen to take on the workload, though.
Maybe hire someone else to do it. James Sneddon is the guy raffling off this thing in Newcastle, and he joins us this morning. Hello, James.
Morning.
Morning, Brian Gundy. How are you going?
Good, mate. Oh, you sound puffed out. You've been working on the pub this morning.
No, sorry. Just running around after my daughter.
Oh, okay. Busy man.
James, where did this idea come from?
It came from a family in Queensland raffled off their island resort last year, and they've actually since got in touch, and they're lovely and been advising me through it, and towards the end. So,
Okay, and yeah. We remember that because we talked about that island mm-hmm. that went up for grabs, and so that's obviously all gone well for them. Did they get...
Our producer bought a ticket.
That's right, you did too.
Didn't win.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I actually did buy a ticket.
Obviously, you didn't win because you wouldn't still be here.
Yeah.
Your plan was to run the island, was it, Rach?
Yeah, I was going to keep it up and running. I'm like, go live on a tropical island somewhere.
Come on. Middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
Hey, well, this is just up the road for us, mate. It's a German pub, right? So Das Hunhaus is the name of the pub.
Yep. Yeah, a little German beer garden. It's a whole lot of fun.
How's the ticket sales been going? Are you making lots of cash?
Not the $4 million they got for the island resort, but I've got a good price for my business. So over 9,100 now, as of this morning.
Ticket sales?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a great little result. It's cost me a fair bit of money to do with prize money, but 8 days, so I'm going to win my bar and cash. And
how long does the raffle run for, James?
We started in April.
Okay.
When does it end? When are we going to find out the winner of this thing?
On the 31st of August.
31st.
The winner at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
We'll be announcing.
So technically, James, if you don't sell enough tickets, you won't make enough money to cover the cost of the prize, which is the pub.
Yeah, I've covered the cost now.
So you've covered it.
Yeah. So
that's
very
awesome then.
Where we're at now.
Well, I just did 9,100 times 25. And it's 227,500. So does that cover it for you?
Yeah, that's covered prize money and a good price for my business. And then everything now is just really good for my next venture, an online sexual health clinic and helping my partner and family.
Well, that's awesome. And hopefully we can get you a few more sales before it runs out. Where can people buy tickets from? Is it online as well?
Yeah, head to the Dustwind House website and... Or people can buy through Groupon if they like.
We'll put that link on our Facebook page for you, James.
Mate, this is great. $25 for a ticket. The chance to own your own pub. It's always been a bit of a dream of mine, James. So,
are you going to buy a ticket?
Yeah. I'll give it a crack. $25.
Yep, best of luck.
Who are you looking for? Who do you want to take over it? Because I probably don't know what I'm doing, but and be a pub owner. Who are you hoping to get it?
I want someone who's going to have a real positive life experience from it. You know, whether they need the cash from me helping them sell it or whether they want this dream of running the bar, it's everything ready to go to give them a start that they might not have been able to get otherwise. I'm happy to looking forward to helping someone live the dream.
Well, hopefully it goes to a good home, living the dream, owning your own pub, the Das Hunhaus pub in Newcastle. We're posting a link on our Facebook page now, so you can go there, buy yourself a ticket, and mate, all the best with whatever you do next.
Better than a meat tray.
That's it. Take the whole thing.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Saw on Instagram over the last couple of days that one of my mates got engaged in Hawaii.
Congratulations.
Yeah, massive congrats to him. And I don't know his fiance. I've never met her before, but you know where you know someone and you haven't seen them for a while, but you still follow them on every social media platform?
So you feel like you know it all.
Exactly. Anyway, so I was like, obviously he's going to stalk a little bit. Have a look at his stuff, have a look at her pictures.
Have a look at who's walking their dog, what their cousin's been up to.
Yeah, their holiday back in 2005 to Greece. It was delightful. But I noticed something weird, and I want to get the people's take on 13, 12, 16. And I want to get your take on this morning. So he posted the picture of them with the ring, and obviously he'd just proposed, mm-hmm. you know, the typical engagement photo. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. And then obviously I stalked her page because I wanted to see, you know, more pictures. Went onto her page on Instagram. No photo.
No engagement photo.
No engagement photo. And then I thought, you know what? Not everyone posts everything about their life on Instagram.
Oh,
not a big deal.
Ladies post the engagement photo.
And that's what I
You're
thought.
You're not posting the engagement photo.
And then I thought maybe she doesn't use Instagram. Maybe it's not her thing. Although she had posted photos since the engagement of their trip in Hawaii.
Okay.
But no engagement post.
To her defense, maybe they did an agreed joint post on his page? Maybe?
On Facebook,
probably not.
Yes, it works. Because then if you tag them, then obviously it covers her page too. But not on Instagram.
No.
There's no sight of it on Instagram.
Is there many photos of him on Instagram?
No.
Oh.
There's not. And
that's an uphill battle.
In the photo, they actually, in the photo that he posted with her wearing the ring, she's doing a no teeth smile.
Oh, she's looking miserable.
Well, she's smiling.
But it's not.
But it's
over the moon.
See, I'm just reading way into it now. If I was him, this is what I'd be doing. Why hasn't she posted on Instagram? Like, obviously you don't need to post about every single thing in your life, but that's a pretty big one.
That's a massive one.
And like most of the time, girls being girls are super excited about that.
Jamie posted before she even said yes.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, wait, the ring, here's a photo.
Let me post.
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think she's not into it?
Yeah, I think there's trouble there. I really do. I mean, if I'm reading between the social media lines, which we all like to do, I would say if he's the only one posting, she's not posting, and there's not much of him, is there any other guys on the page?
I didn't look that far into it.
Look deep.
I did see...
How long ago was the engagement, did you say?
It was like last week.
Okay, so... But time has passed. Like you said, she's posted about other things
now. Wait,
let
me check. Let me check if she's posted recently because I haven't checked.
Has she done a throwback? Like last week, this happened. It was amazing.
Yeah, maybe. She could have done that. Maybe she was in Hawaii and, you know, she didn't have time. No.
Nothing. No throwback. No throwback Thursday.
There's pictures of Hawaii, but no pictures of the engagement.
I think a reluctant yes has happened here.
I want to know on 13, 12, 16, should my friend be reading into this? Or is it a load of baloney?
I think there's drama in paradise, in Hawaiian paradise.
Hawaii, literally paradise.
13, 12, 16. Your call's next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I have no life, so I like to stalk other people's lives and meddle in that.
In their disappointment.
Exactly.
In life.
I noticed one of my friends got engaged in the last week. He was on a holiday in Hawaii with his fiance, who I don't know, but I noticed that he posted a picture of her and him and they're engaged and it was amazing and great. Of course, me being me, I did a stalk and I had a look at her page and I noticed that she hadn't done an engagement post.
I don't think there'd be a lady listening right now who's got engaged and not posted a photo. I don't think there would be anyone.
And people would say maybe she just doesn't use social media that much.
No, she does.
But she's posted photos of their holiday since.
There's trouble in Hawaiian paradise. She reluctantly said yes. And she was put in a position where he proposed. She didn't know how to say no. They're in Hawaii. What are you going to do? Say no and then travel around together for the next 2 weeks? I don't think so.
Oh, that's horrible.
Are they home
I
yet?
I hope not.
Are
I
they
think,
home?
I think they got home yesterday.
Oh, she's breaking it off.
She's not.
It's over. It's done. I feel
allegedly.
Sorry for that guy. Yeah, well, I don't know him. So let's go to Jenna in Terrigal. Morning, Jenna.
Morning.
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 What do you think, Jenna? Should my friend be worried?
Well, I don't know. Like, I think that maybe she just doesn't want her parents or her friends finding, oh, sorry, family, finding out before she tells me in person. But on that as well, just with, and if my reason was the reason, maybe she would have told him not to post either.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's the thing. Cause...
But in telling him not to post either, maybe, like, you would think you wouldn't want... If Gorni's reason is that she's not cool with it, she's going to break it off, she might have done more to get him not to post so that he, like, you know...
That gives the break off away, doesn't it? If you go, oh, please don't post
well,
it.
Well, if
why?
You're doing that, you may as well just say no.
Yeah, maybe, I know that she wouldn't want him to have to then, like, say she was going to break it off. Why would she tell him to post? That's fine. If she was going to break it
I
off.
I get what you're saying. Like, so why would she let him go through posting it and then all of his friends and family finding out? And then he has to go backtrack.
Maybe he was quick on the post, though. And he got it up before she even had a chance to say anything.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. Vicky's in Arimba. Morning, Vic.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm a bit like Jenna. I believe that she hasn't posted anything because she wants to wait till she gets home to be able to tell her parents.
So, Vicky, do you think we should check back in next week? Because obviously they're back home now to see if she has posted about it.
Yeah, give her in her defence, give her a little bit of time. My son's just got engaged and he just did the right thing and went and asked her parents first before he proposed. So I mean, she may not, you know, as you said, may not be big on social media, has posted a few holiday photos, but doesn't want to make a big thing of it yet until she can get home and talk to her parents or family and friends, you know, beforehand.
But the secret's out if he's posting it. It's only going to take one person to tell her friends and possibly family as well.
And he's tagged her in the post.
Yeah.
So his post is going everywhere.
Let's get them both on.
No way.
Let's get them both on. And we might have a break off on the show where she says, look, I'm just not that India.
Oh, great.
And we go, Jerry.
That's horrible. I would not. I would die if I had to ask him to come.
Honestly, though, I'm interested to why she wouldn't post a picture.
I'm interested
too. When these things pop up, I always try and find a way around. Just start a conversation with him and be like, hey, congrats. Just noticed that she didn't post the photos. Everything good?
He'll probably think that I'm keen on him.
Hey, are you?
Like, hey, if it doesn't work out, no, definitely not.
Definitely not.
It was one time. No.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I love this story yesterday. I'm a big NBA fan. Did you see Ben Simmons, who went number one in last year's NBA draft? Mm-hmm. He's an Aussie born in Melbourne, raised in Melbourne. But number one draft pick last year, and he's back home visiting. He actually injured himself before the last season in a preseason game and couldn't play the whole year. Because some say he wants to play a whole year so he can get the rookie of the year. He's that good.
Yeah.
He's like they're saying he's the next LeBron.
Well, if you're the number one pick.
Yeah. You're doing all right.
You're damn good.
But they reckon this guy's like a one in a generation kind of player, Ben Simmons.
Of course, that's what the Aussies are going to say. He's Australian.
No, worldwide. They're saying this.
Okay.
So he's legit. I mean, yet to play a game. But anyway, he's back home. Monday night, he's down watching his best mate play basketball, just down at local kick around basketball. They're short of a player. Ben Simmons goes, put me in.
Yeah, he filled in.
For the splashes.
I saw him dunking all over the place in the footage.
He made these guys look like kids. He was
literally
just getting around them, no worries. I think he scored like 32 points. He was dunking all over the place.
I think he scored 36.
36?
36 highest even better scorer, yeah.
Than I thought he was doing.
What level of basketball was it? What grade?
Oh,
it doesn't really matter.
Wouldn't matter.
It
wouldn't matter what it is. But I love the people that were there watching the game because all of a sudden Ben Simmons, who's worth over $100 million, mm-hmm. he signed big endorsements, deals and everything. I just love some of the people that are like, how did this happen?
When I saw him, I was shocked by how big he was. When the game started, there would have been 50 to 100 people, and then by halftime, there would have been 200, 300 people.
Who really wants to play in the NBA when you can play Monday nights, Monday night domestic, you know?
I love these guys getting on the news, like, yes.
So they weren't playing, they were just there watching.
They were spectators, yeah, for the game. But I love this quote from the same guy, take a listen.
He didn't actually have any kit on when he was warming up or anything, so I don't think they thought he was playing. But then once he took the shirt off and he put the singlet on, I think they were absolutely in the fans.
The other team. They just thought, we got no chance here.
Yeah, but then you'd also be like, I'm never going to get to do this again.
That's the thing I think as well. I'd be getting that video and saying, I played an NBA player.
But then there'd be the typical people who take it so seriously and they'd be like, this is unfair. He's an NBA player. How are we meant to win?
They do that at local level, don't they?
Oh, so you know those people that just take it so serious? Wait a minute.
Was that you, is it?
I'm one of those people.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Oh, man. I feel like I built this up.
You always do. Better be good.
That's what we're going to do on this show, isn't it? I came across a big coincidence this week, Bree. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought anyway, right? I've talked about it on this show. We went on the wine tour and we broke down and the limo came and picked us up. Remember that story?
Yeah.
So we're on a bus. We're on a wine tour bus. The car breaks down in the middle of nowhere. We broke down and then the limo came and saved us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I discovered when I look back on that?
What?
I looked at the map to find out where we broke down because we started a little fire. And you're not going to believe this. We broke down in a place called Broke. We broke down in a place.
I hope there's something else.
Called Broke. Can you believe that?
Please tell me there's something else to this.
Look at the map. Broke. Where we broke down. We broke down in Broke. Unbelievable. Is that not a major coincidence or what? We could have broken down anywhere, Bree. Out of all of the place, an hour and a half home, we broke down in Broke.
Jeez, have a look at the map. Your life is more sad than I thought. If this is what you're thinking about at home.
When I discovered that, when I looked at the, because someone that was on the trip posted it and they said we're in Brisbane, I was like, what a coincidence.
Yesterday.
That is an unbelievable coincidence, is it not?
Yesterday.
That can't happen that you break down in broke.
You bought us the boringest batshit stuff about the eclipse and now you're bringing us this.
I'm getting messages right now about this saying this is the greatest coincidence they've ever heard.
That's not even a good coincidence.
Can't believe you broke down in broke are the messages I'm getting right now.
Show me.
Yeah, it's there.
From who?
My fiance Jamie. She's, can't believe we broke down in broke.
She's probably writing, you're an idiot, shut up, if I know Jamie.
Oh, she tried to throw a little joke in there too. We also had no money in broke. So we were broke in broke.
You These and her are just as bad as each other.
These are all great coincidences, Bree.
No wonder
Come on.
You two have ended up together.
have you got one?
No, I don't have one.
Watch them come flooding
in. I can't, to be honest, no matter what I say, I can't top that. That is just amazing.
Flood them in, guys. Hit us up at the Facebook page with your coincidences, things that just can't happen, you know. 13, 12, 16, call us, email us, send us one of those homing pigeons. They can send it here and I'll read it out on the air.
That was probably the worst coincidence I've ever heard.
Well, give me a better one then, mate.
I don't have one.
You can't be topped. It's too good. Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM. The Dole drug testing trials that are going to take place early next year. And one of the places that they're going to test these is in Canterbury Bankstown in Sydney's southwest. So essentially 5,000 unemployed people on welfare will be tested for drugs, including ice, ecstasy, marijuana, and other bits and pieces. And essentially if they test positive, there'll be different implications for those people who are collecting the dole.
What do you think? Good thing, bad thing?
It's interesting because, I mean, a lot of people are saying, you know, it's very invasive and it's a, you know, kind of something that will affect a lot of people that are obviously on the dole. But they say anyone who tests positive can be pushed into a cashless welfare card, which they've talked about this before. So instead of receiving cash from the government, they will receive a card which they can take to certain places and buy stuff like groceries and medication and stuff like that.
I'm not in that position, so maybe it is hard for me to comment, but I think it sounds like a good thing. I think why not give them the card where they can only spend the money on certain things? I mean, I guess their main concern is that we give them money and then they spend it on drugs, which is not something as a taxpayer. I mean, I don't want to hear that.
It's interesting to see. I haven't done all that much research on it in the sense of I don't know if it'll affect people on Newstart, which I think it will, which essentially is the income support payment whilst you're unemployed or looking for work. That's people on Newstart. And then there's also the youth allowance, which assists people who are young and studying and undertaking, you know, stuff like TAFE courses and things like that, which I've actually been on personally. And I know how hard it is. The whole time I was on that youth allowance, they make it tough. It's not easy already. So this will be just another thing that people have to go through.
You'd have no trouble taking a drug test though.
Not drug tests, but they make it really difficult to collect that. So,
and they make you apply for jobs you don't even want as well. Like, I know you're talking about the when you're studying, but if you're unemployed and you've
I've never been on the Newstart, so I can't comment on that. But
you've got to apply for all sorts of jobs.
In the sense of youth allowance, I mean, a bit rough if they're drug testing people on youth allowance kids who are studying. I don't know about that one.
Why?
Because why should a kid who's studying have to take a drug test every 2 weeks or every month? It's pretty invasive. Have you ever taken a drug test?
I haven't, no, but I guess
you have to sit in front of someone and they watch you, and I don't know. I don't know about people studying, but you know, maybe Newstart, because it will obviously entice people to go out and find work. Whereas people on youth allowance, they're studying. So
yeah, Karen's in Avoca. What do you think, Kaz?
Karina.
Sorry, Karina.
Hi.
Morning, Karina.
I completely agree with it because I'm young. I'm 21. I've never been on youth allowance, so I agree with you. I can't really comment. I don't really know much about it. But I do know that I'm a taxpayer. I work 3 jobs, and I don't think it's fair that a proportion of my money should be spent on people my age, you know, buying party drugs, which I know people that do that who are on youth allowance, and it should be spent on other things. And I think that giving out the coupons or whatever it is that you said will actually be a good thing and will help people if they're on drugs. So
this
I don't think it's a negative thing at all.
This is what they're trying to eliminate. Even if you are a student and you're getting cash and you're spending it on partying on the weekend, I mean, where's that money going for?
I used to spend mine on rent, so I guess that's something that they won't be able to spend it on anymore.
Steve's in Lake Memora. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
Hey, how you going?
Good mate. Thanks. What's your take?
Look, I'm all for it. I've been on the dole. I've been on Newstart. I've been on a study allowance as well. I get drug tested all the time for my job. So every month I go through a drug test. And they don't actually sit there and watch you. Like, you go to the bathroom, you know, you're into a cup, you give them that. They test the warmth of it and they test, like, the different chemicals in it. And that's about as far as it goes. I mean, they're not pulling hair follicles and, like, checking all that sort of stuff. So I don't think it's that invasive, and I think everyone should have to go through it.
All right, well, you're talking from personal experience, someone who's had to do it and thinks it's not too big of an ask to get these people to do it. So maybe it is the way to go. Let's go to Missy in Gwendolyn. Morning, Missy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So I think it's fair. My husband works a 70-hour week to provide for his family, and he's, you know, the same as the gentleman before me. He's drug tested fortnightly or monthly, you know, and that's our taxpayer dollars for a small proportion of people who are using the money on things that they shouldn't be. But, you know, if you have to be drug tested to earn a living to pay those taxes, I think it's fair.
Missy, do you think people on Newstart and Youth Allowance, like everyone who's on Centrelink payments, or just certain different ones?
I do. I think that everybody should, regardless of whether it's a Youth Allowance or it's a Newstart Allowance. Or, you know, I know some people who are on a disability pension who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing with the money that they're receiving. So I don't think we should eliminate certain people who are receiving the benefits. I think it should just be across the board. It should just be something that's put into place.
To be honest, I just don't think they should be drug tested. I think they should just be given a card that can be spent at a grocery store and other places, like the bare essentials that you need. And that's just how it should be.
I guess the problem is, and like most things, is that there's the minority that wrecks it for the rest of the people that are doing the right thing.
There's a lot of people who are doing the right thing, especially on Youth Allowance. I mean, obviously, it is tough when you're at uni, and I'm someone who can speak from personal experience. And obviously, I had never done the wrong thing with that money. I was barely getting uni life. I was literally living on rice and nothing else and paying my rent, and I could not afford to do anything else. So it's tough.
Yeah, not much has changed since the uni days, unfortunately. So
yeah that's true.
I'd take some of those cards to get some stuff.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Look, we don't want anyone to think we're a one-sided show. Everyone gets their right to have their say.
Yeah, we opened up the phones just before for the Dole drug testing trials that are going to take place early next year in Bankstown. And it's where people are going to be drug tested before they receive their payments if they're on stuff like Newstart, Youth Allowance. And if they do test positive, they will be pushed back to a cashless welfare card for 80% of their welfare payments.
The phone lines, we got a lot of calls, and it just so happened that a majority of, if not all of those people, were for that. They said they thought that was a good idea.
Opened it up to everyone. Yeah. We weren't just taking the yes calls. We like to hear everyone's perspective.
Sam has called through on 13 12 16. Morning, Sam.
Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. What do you think about this?
I think it's ridiculous, honestly. Like, I have four children. I have four daughters. I have a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, and 2-year-old twins. One of my twins is prone to seizures. I have an autistic ADHD 4-year-old, and my 7-year-old is ADHD as well.
So you're saying, Sam, that if it did get pushed back to a welfare card, that...
Yeah, it's like, it's only the bare essentials. You can only get food and rent and all of the rest of the stuff. But what about medical bills for your children?
But, Sam, obviously there's no problem, though, if people aren't taking drugs. Like, they'll obviously not test positive.
Yeah, if you pass the test, you still get cash.
I know, but they've been talking about giving everyone this card.
Okay.
It's been on the cards for a while.
What if they made it so it did cover medical expenses for stuff like that?
Then I'm all for it.
Yeah. So, obviously, they would...
But I'm on watch 24/7 with my 2-year-old twin.
Yeah.
One of my 2-year-old twins because of her seizures.
Right.
My 4-year-old is, like, hell on wheels. And my 7-year-old, she can't operate without being medicated.
And I agree, like, obviously, if they did bring in the cashless card and they just made everyone have it and they didn't have to, you know, make everyone get a drug test. Obviously, they need to think about people who are in those situations. They couldn't just make it so it was food and rent. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's a lot to take on for someone like Sam too when you think of the position that Sam is in. So there's a lot to consider. And
exactly.
Unfortunately, and obviously, they throw the blanket rule on everyone, and that's the way that they try and solve it easily. But it doesn't always suit everyone.
Exactly. There's a few people that are ruining it for everyone else.
Appreciate your calls on that this morning. You can always get in contact with us anytime about anything on 13 12 16 or the Facebook page.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunzi's Amateur Acting.
All right, if you haven't heard this before, Gaunzi and I are going to act out a scene from a movie. You need to call through on 13 12 16 when you know what movie it is from.
Good movie today.
Yeah, this is a great film, actually.
If you have a guess at the movie, we stop the movie.
Yes.
Yep. Just to make it for everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Director Rach.
This is her big moment of the week.
This is. Ready?
She looks forward to this.
Do we have a drone?
I'm just building it with silence.
All right, wait for it. Here it comes. Get ready for it.
Action!
Good energy.
Excuse me, is Queenie here?
It's me.
Oh my God, of course it's you. How are you? It's been such a long time. There's so much I want to know. When did you get back?
Well, I got back a few weeks ago.
I spoke to Queenie. She said you were in the war, somewhere out to sea. We were so worried about you.
Oh, I'm okay. Well, look at you. You're so lovely.
You stopped writing.
I left, and she was a girl, and a woman had taken her place.
Scene. Oh, there's no one going.
That's a tough movie. Like,
a name did get taken out of the scene.
It's a big movie. It is a big movie, but...
Oh, here we go. People are coming through.
I'd find it hard to pick, but... Oh, here comes Alex. All right, let's go what we've got here. Morning, Alex.
Morning, Alex.
Morning.
Do you know that movie?
Is it Fantastic Beasts?
Fantastic Beasts.
It's not...
Not fantastic.
Good guess, though.
Tastes.
Good guess.
Okay.
Let's go to Nat in Gosford.
Morning, Nat.
Morning, Nat.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Do you know the film?
Is it Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
Classic.
You've done it this morning, Nat. Nice work.
What a movie. Great movie.
It is a great film.
One of your favourites, is it?
Yeah.
Is that a big scene in the movie? Is that kind of like a memorable scene in that movie? I'm trying to remember
it. She sees Benjamin for the first time since he's become like a lot younger looking.
And he's the good looking Brad Pitt. And
no,
she's
no,
like,
no. It's like when he comes back from war.
I just watched it and he looks like pretty good looking Brad Pitt.
No, that's not even when he gets, that's not even good looking Brad Pitt.
It's Brad Pitt. He's good looking anytime.
I know.
When he's not an old man. Hey, we've got your tickets to see Ryan Reynolds' latest flick, Hitman Bodyguard, which is at Event Cinemas in Tuggerah, out on the 31st. Enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Nice work, Nat.
Too easy. And you can give your dad the gift of movies this Father's Day with Event Cinema gift cards.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.